Good morning, Dr. Schneer, dictating a six-minute walk test on patient Alfred Brigman. This goes to the VA. On 5/19/26, Mr. Brigman performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99%, period. Patient achieved 298 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period. The paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Monica D. Dominicis, D-E-D-O-M-I-N-I-C-I-S. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 5/19/26, Mrs. D. Dominicis performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only two bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/27/26, there's been no significant change, period. The paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Linda Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S. This goes to Dr. McNitt. On 5/19/26, Mrs. Willis performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the NLH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/4/25, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Brian Quinn. This goes to Dr. McNitt. On 5/19/26, Mr. Quinn performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the NLH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/3/25, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression, period. Thank you.